No single person can be credited with the invention of the camera. Over hundreds of years, people like Johann Zahn, Joseph Nikifor Niepce, Louis Daguerre and Alexander Walcott made advances in the science of capturing and preserving images. One of the little-known pioneers in the history of photography was a remarkable man from Ellora. John Robert Conan was born in 1862. His father, Thomas, was a Scottish immigrant and his mother, Jean, née Keith, was one of the first children born in the newly founded village of Ellora. Young John worked in the family's general store while attending school. He was greatly influenced by David Boyle, the principal of the Ellora Public School, who would one day become the first provincial archaeologist of Ontario, first secretary of the Ontario Historical Society and first superintendent of the Provincial Museum. Boyle was something of a Renaissance man, and under his guidance Conan developed a wide range of interests that included geology, astronomy, he owned one of the best telescopes in the region, music, engineering and the history of Ellora. Boyle and Conan became lifelong friends. Conan also developed a strong interest in photography, which was growing in popularity as an art form and as a hobby, for those who could afford it. He was influenced by his father, an amateur painter and a photography enthusiast who opened a studio in Ellora. Thomas allegedly designed a new roll holder for film, only to have his idea stolen and patented by the Eastman Walker Company. John became an expert photographer, particularly of outdoor scenes. Unlike the much better known American photographer Matthew Brady, who actually delegated a great deal of his work to assistants, but accepted the credit, Conan hauled his own photographic equipment out into the field and took the pictures himself. Moreover, with the nearest retailer of photographic equipment miles away in Hamilton, Conan had to become resourceful and self-sufficient. Conan created an impressive body of work. He loved to photograph scenes in Ellora and Fergus, and locations along the Grand and Irvine Rivers, especially sites in the Ellora Gorge, as well as the surrounding countryside. He also took his camera beyond the region of Wellington County to photograph such sites as Niagara Falls. By Conan's time, major technical innovations were being made in the medium of photography. Conan was among the photographers who wasn't satisfied with the limitations of the equipment available to him. In 1885, the Eastman Dryplate and Film Company introduced flexible roll film. Previously, photographers had been obliged to use glass or metal photographic plates. Conan became more than a dedicated user of this invention. It enabled him, in 1886, to begin the development of one of the first cameras that could capture a full 360-degree photographic panorama with just a single exposure. Conan's camera was ahead of its time, and he patented it in New York and London, perhaps recalling his father's experience. He then entered a business agreement with Carl P. Stern, who, with his brother Rudolf, owned a camera factory in Berlin, Germany, where they manufactured Stern's patent photographic concealed vest cameras. Conan's design became the Wonder Panoramic Camera. It would inspire generations of full-circle panoramic cameras, including the circuit cameras by Kodak. Unfortunately for Conan, his invention didn't bring him financial success or professional recognition. The art of panoramic photography was slow to catch on. Other versions of the camera, patented by other inventors, made his camera, important though it was, obsolete. Conan didn't just record his world with a camera. He was also a writer. Aside from a brief sojourn in New York, he lived his whole life in Ellora. In the early 1900s, at the urging of his mother, Conan began his chronicle of the town's history, including accounts of the early days of the townships of Pilkington, Woolwich and Nicol. He initially had his work published in weekly installments in the Ellora Express. Conan lost interest in the project for a while after his mother's death, but resumed it with the encouragement of Fergus historian Hugh Templin. His History of Ellora was published in book form late in 1930. A few weeks later, on January 18, 1931, Conan died. He was buried in the cemetery of the little town that he had helped, in more ways than one, to put on the map.